Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. President Trump sent his budget request to Capitol Hill Monday, and it includes several large cuts to Alaska programs. Alaska Public Media reports that, as in past years, Trump proposes to slash support for the Denali Commission. Program funds for rural Alaska infrastructure would be reduced almost 60% under Trump's spending plan. Congress ultimately determines funding levels and has protected the Denali Commission in the past. The commission is a priority for Senator Lisa Murkowski, who is on the Appropriations Committee. Trump's budget also assumes oil companies will pay more than $1 billion for drilling rights in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge this year, plus nearly $500 million in 2021. The Interior Department has done environmental research to prepare for an ANWR lease sale, but the auction was postponed last year with no new date announced. Last year, the state's Department of Transportation started looking for ways to cut costs at more than 200 airports it owns and operates. KTOO reports that the vast majority of those airports are in rural areas and get fewer than 2,500 passengers each year. And that's where the state is exploring ways to reduce its workload. Department of Transportation Deputy Commissioner John Binder told legislators in a House Finance Committee that the DOT has flagged 18 airports that it could close, sell, or spend less time maintaining, process he says will take time.
We certainly do not have the intent to go out and just rapidly close a bunch of airports.
Some of the airports DOT has targeted are in areas where there isn't much of a need for them anymore.
Alaknagik, for example, we completed a bridge out in Dillingham that connected that community with the larger town of Dillingham, reducing the need for that airport.
While DOT has targeted these airports for changes, it's still early in the process with many of them. But Binder says they've taken the first steps to transfer ownership of the airport at Alaknagik. It has also moved to stop maintaining Portage Creek and to close the airport at Ugashik. Binder says it takes time to go through a process with the FAA to change how it manages each airport. They'll also talk to the communities, tenants, and pilots that use these airports. He says DOT is hoping to get through a lot of that process in the next year. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.